Shabbat Shalom. Hope I can get some air out here. You're sitting on my lungs. I love the anticipation of a big event. I'm sure some of you feel this way too. I like to count down to things and I get really excited as something is coming. Being pregnant was amazing because I had 40 weeks of counting down. Yay! Of course, there was all the other things that went with it. Planning my wedding, I was so excited, all the details. Really, my mom did most of those, but I was excited about getting ready for the day, planning a bar bat mitzvah. Even leading up to my birthday, I start counting down. So my birthday is the first out of all of ours in our family, and we're all within a month. So the minute Duncan Shiri, whose birthday is last, finishes, we count down to my birthday again, because that's the next one coming up in our family. But when you're like that, and you anticipate a countdown, and you get to that point, the flip is I always have the letdown after it's over. I remember vividly after the day after our wedding, sitting in the hotel room with Duncan the next morning being really depressed. Not because we were married. I mean, that was still a good choice. But really sad that the anticipation and this big moment had passed, and I didn't feel like I had anything else to look forward to. Again, not a comment on our wedding at all. I have the same reaction with Passover and Hanukkah and Sukkot. There's all this buildup. There's all this work that we do to get ready. And then it happens, and I'm sad that it's over. And I need to look for the next thing to get excited about. It seems that I'm in this never-ending cycle of excitement, anticipation, and then letdown after it's all over. We read Parshat Shmini this week, and we're reminded of the anticipation that leads up to an important event, but also taught about how to prolong a sacred time. So the Parsha begins with the words, on the eighth day. It's the eighth day after the priests had been installed, and it picks up with the narrative of creating a holy leadership team of Aaron and his sons, and then quickly turns to the unfortunate incident of two of his sons who don't use the proper directions and end up losing their lives doing the work that they're supposed to be doing. But beyond this tragic story comes the laws for making time holy with sacrifices and the laws of how do we make our bodies holy with kashrut. One of the themes that we see through all of these rules is the idea of the eighth day. After all, a seven-day week is considered a complete unit, and the eighth day represents a cycle starting over again. If any of you are musicians, you know the octave. Eight notes, then we begin again. It happens in all different parts of our lives. And eight is an important Jewish number. There's 8 days the baby, Jewish baby boy, is circumcised. Passover and Sukkot are 8 days in the diaspora. Hanukkah lasts for 8 days. Eight is an important number. But what happens after that day is done? What happens after 8 days? It's easy, if you're like me, to anticipate an event with all the excitement and the preparation that comes with it. It's more difficult to take that joy and energy of the event and continue it through the ninth day. The Talmud suggests that the reason the eighth day is of such importance is because while the first 7 days of an event represent the 7 days of creation, on the eighth day, we're challenged to return to living in our day-to-day world of ordinary events. We often get so caught up in the excitement of a festival or the planning of an event that we forget how to take that joy and spread it into every day of our lives. Imagine taking the same care about what we eat on a daily basis as we do during Passover. Or what would happen if we didn't just enjoy the light of the Hanukkah candles on those 8 nights, but we looked for a shiny light every night that we gathered together as a family. Our parsha this week reminds us that set sacred times and actions are important, but what really matters is what we do after we've had those moments, and how do we take that joy and light and excitement and bring it into the everyday. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.